Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation, since 1894. Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. In Huron County District Court, James Campbell Shaw appeared before Judge Ferris on charges of operating while intoxicated. The incident occurred on or about May 31st, 2026. This misdemeanor charge carries potential penalties including up to 93 days in jail, a fine between $100 and $500, up to 360 hours of community service, and possible vehicle immobilization, ignition interlock, and license sanctions. During the arraignment, Mr. Shaw stood mute and a plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf. Attorney Michelle Siev had been appointed to represent him for the remainder of the case. The court set an interim bond at $3,500 with 10% posted. Exceptions to standard bond conditions were granted. Mr. Shaw is permitted to leave the state of Michigan for employment or interview purposes, provided he informs pretrial services of his travel dates, locations, and contact information. He is also allowed to be in establishments where alcohol is served for work with his band or when visiting his mother's restaurant. However, he is strictly prohibited from consuming alcohol or controlled substances and must comply with random drug and alcohol testing. Upcoming court dates include a deadline of June 22, 2026 for the prosecutor to provide a plea offer form and discovery. The plea cutoff and deadline for filing motions is July 9, 2026 at 10 a.m., which will be an in-person hearing. Also in Huron County District Court, Mary Grace Denise Monroe was arraigned today before Judge Ferris on a felony charge. Monroe is accused of possessing a firearm as a prohibited person on or about May 6, 2026. This offense carries a potential penalty of up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. A probable cause conference is scheduled for June 15, 2026 at 2:30 p.m., with a preliminary examination set for June 23, 2026 at 9 a.m., Attorney Jessica Risky has been appointed as counsel for Monroe. During the bond proceedings, the prosecution noted Monroe is currently on Department of Corrections probation and opposed a personal recognizance bond. Defense Attorney Tammy Salins requested a personal recognizance bond, citing Monroe's 5 years of employment at Amazon, a recent promotion, and a two-month-old child. Judge Ferris set bond to $3,500 personal recognizance. Conditions include standard terms and adherence to all Department of Corrections probation requirements. When we come back from this Buckley Shoes sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Do you love a sidewalk sale? Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and I'm here to tell you about our sidewalk sale. Shoes are put out on the sidewalk all summer long and into the fall. These are quality shoes that are marked down as much as 60%. We have men's and women's shoes and sandals that are put on these racks simply because there isn't enough room in the store. As we sell these shoes, new styles are put out on the rack weekly. Stop by often and see what we have in your size. Buckley Shoes in downtown Bad Axe.
When you think of sandals, you should think of Buckley Shoes. Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and we have the pair of sandals you've been looking for. Tired of those flip-flops that hurt your feet? We have flip-flops from Olokai, UFOs, and Vionic that have excellent arch support and look great too. Buckley's has men's and women's sandals for all your summer fun. Keen, Merrill, SAS, Dansko, and Nayart are just a few of the brands we carry. Buckley Shoes is open 6 days a week in downtown Bad Axe.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris oversaw the arraignment of Cameron James Hewins. Mr. Hewins is charged with retail fraud, third degree, a misdemeanor stemming from an alleged incident on April 15, 2026, involving less than $200. The potential penalties include up to 93 days in jail or a $500 fine. During the arraignment, attorney Tammy Salins represented Mr. Hewins, entering a plea of not guilty. Elizabeth Weisenbach has been appointed as counsel for the subsequent proceedings. A plea offer form and discovery are due by June 22, 2026. An in-person plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 9, 2026 at 9 a.m. Initially, a $1,000 bond was set but not posted. Mr. Hewins is currently lodged in the Huron County Jail, serving a 180-day sentence imposed by the 52nd Circuit Court earlier today. Given his existing incarceration, the court canceled the bond for this retail fraud charge, enabling him to accrue time served for this matter concurrently. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe.